Welcome everyone to another episode of The Secret is Work. My name is Kirkland.
And I am Princess.
And together we are The Secret is Work. So this week's episode, we want to dive into a topic that we've both been experiencing over the past, I would say, 6 months, where a lot of the businesses and people that we are working with are growing just as we are. And so, of course, as growth comes, change comes. And one of those changes is prices. So as a consumer business where you have to, a service-based business, of course, everything is based on the cost of doing business. So at some point, you do have to raise your prices to either adjust to the market or simply adjust to the time you're spending. And one of the things I find is that and I'm not excluded from this. It's hard to come in at one price and then people get comfortable with that price. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm changing my prices. And of course, you know, sometimes when you change your prices, you have to also get comfortable with the fact that you may lose some people. And it may not go well. Those people may feel like you switching up on them or changing on them, quote unquote. And so basically what this episode is going to be about is how to get comfortable with that idea. But not only that, how to transition in the best way possible. Because a lot of times it's not just the customer taking it the wrong way. It's how you translated the change to them. So I would like to start in terms of a way I think you can start from the very beginning to get people used to the idea that this price they're experiencing is going to change by simply making sure people know that your beginning rate is your introductory rate. Make that as big, as bold as you possibly can. Everywhere you promote that service, let people know that that price is your introductory price. And it is subject to change. That is one of the best ways you can do it. So when people see that your prices went from, let's say, $5 to $10, they're not shocked because you told them $5 was your introductory rate. And so that in my mind, when I read introductory rate, I'm well aware that there's going to be another price at some point. Usually you experience this, especially like when you switch to a new cell phone carrier or when you switch to a cable provider, they're very good at telling you this is the introductory rate and after 12 months, it's going to go to this. Or perfect example, like a free trial. You are well aware that after the free trial, there's a cost. So what that cost is. So I think just learning how to position the idea of having the conversation like, hey guys, I'm coming into the market at this price because I want to get comfortable with my craft. And then once I feel like I've mastered my craft, on top of the fact that there are people, you know, pulling from every which direction, I'm going to need to center my time. So this is how you go about changing your prices.
I mean, I agree. I totally agree. It's first, sometimes it is very important to set the expectations, because when the whole purpose as a business owner is to grow, and as you grow, your services will get better, and as your services get better, your prices will change. So, but it's just, there's just ways to do it. It has been done to me more than once. And as the customer, as the client, as the consumer, listen, as loyal as I am, if you not taking care of me the way you're supposed to, I have no problem leaving you. Let me tell you, I am one of those people. I will be loyal to you as long as you're taking care of me. And if I feel like I'm not being taken care of, I will pack my shit and I will be at the door. And to me, there's a way to, when you change your prices, just understand you are going to lose some clients. And you have to decide, okay, I'm going to change my prices today, but I know I might lose this client, I might lose that client. So you just have to, I guess, set yourself up thinking, well, even though I'm going to lose these you know, this amount of client, I'm still going to be attracting a lot of new clients. So at the end of the day, you just have to make sure it's worth it. But for me, I will say, if you, one example I always use, if you look at a cell phone company, as long as you, when the cell phone company changed the prices, they changed the plans, they changed everything within the company, as they change the company's name, as long as you are on the same exact service you are at the beginning, you get to keep your prices. So if you decided to, oh, I'm going to change my, you know, the amount of minutes I get per month, or people don't even do minutes anymore, but if you're going to change the plan that you own, then your prices, you're gonna have to get the new price. But as long as you are in the grandfather plan, you own that plan forever. So to me, it's like, if I've been getting the same service from you for months or years, and then you decided to change your price, you change it on me, I'm gonna have a problem with that. But if you're like, hey, you know, I've changed my prices, you, as long as you're getting this service from me, you get to keep this price. But if you decided to add something else, you change your, you're no longer getting the same service, you're gonna have to pay the new price that I have set, which is perfectly fine. And another thing is, there's a way to have a conversation with your customers or clients. If you are a small business, there's plenty of room to have a conversation with your clients. So talk to your clients. If it's someone you work with closely on a regular, you should definitely have a conversation. Don't let it be a surprise to them, and don't come at them the wrong way. Don't come at them like, hey, I don't care, this is my business, I'm going to change the prices. At the end of the day, your customers, your clients, they are the one that pay your bills. So if you don't have clients or customers, you won't make any money. So everything you do, including changing your prices, you have to keep them in mind. What if that client can no longer afford what you serve, which is your prices now? So it's good to have a conversation. So maybe you can work out a different price for that specific client that has been using your service forever. So that's my take on this, change your price.
Okay, so in terms of another idea, in terms of changing your prices, having a conversation is one of them, but I think it is a great idea to, I think it's a great idea in terms of that, to set the expectation as well that your prices are going up. So for example, let's say your prices are $50 and they're going to go to $70, for example. If you have an existing customer that's been using your services for maybe, let's say, since the beginning of you offering that service, a great idea would be to go to them and say, hey, in the next 2 months, I'll be raising my price to $70. And so I wanted to make you aware of that in advance so that 2 months later, it doesn't come as a shock to you. And I know that you've been, you know, a faithful customer to me. We've been doing business for X amount of time. And so I wanted, out of courtesy, to give you the notice, just a heads up, so you're aware of it. And it gives you time to adjust if you need to. If we need to adjust the amount of times we see each other, that's also something we can discuss at this time. So I think putting it in a way that leaves the floor open so that the customer feels like they have notice, they can choose, they're well aware of something that's happening, it's a better idea than trying to just spring it on them like the day of, be like, hey, my price changed today, so your new invoice is going to be blah, blah, blah. Like, that's not cool. So I think having a conversation, and an in-depth, detailed conversation with those beginning clients, is a must if you mm-hmm. not only want to keep your reputation, but also want to make the person feel like
appreciated.
Yeah, that's it. Just appreciated. So I think in terms of changing your prices, that is the best way to go about it. So we will take a quick commercial break.
This week's episode is brought to you by Shots by Princess. Shots by Princess is a photography service created for creatives, business owners, and bloggers. We provide all the photography things you need to run your business, from headshots to professional photo shoots to product photos, whatever you need regarding photos, Shots by Princess provided, and at a very affordable price. So definitely check out Shots by Princess, which is the website is princess.com, which is Princess with triple I and triple S. We are also Shots by Princess all over social media, and Princess is spelled the same way, Princess with triple I and triple S.
And we are back. So hope you guys take a good listen to our commercial and head over to that site. But now we're going to jump on into the business of the week, since we don't have a question today. Y'all need to email us at thesecretiswork@gmail.com, or you can just comment underneath any post on The Secret is Work Instagram, and we'll answer that as well. So we're going to jump on into the business of the week. So this week we are going to talk about Mimi's Boutique, and Cindy's going to tell you all about the business and everything they have coming up in the near future.
Okay, Mimi's Boutique is an online boutique run and operated by my girl Mimi. Mimi definitely put on a big fashion show once a year, and she's on the sixth one out of Miami, Florida. And this year, Mimi always put on a really, really great show. I know she does one here, and I think every other year she does one in New York. And this year, the one she's having this year is actually this coming Sunday, the 18th. It will be out of Miami, Florida. She's definitely, I know some of the hosts. I know she's going to have a good DJ. Success Jr., the comedian, will be one of the hosts. Flav will be... Flav from Rebel will be the one of the hosts. So definitely check it out if you live in Florida. If not, I'm pretty sure it will be all over social media. Check out the live videos and stuff. I will be the social media socialite, as well as cover the entire event. So definitely check out Mimi's Boutique, which is Mimi's M-I-M-I-S Boutique, B-O-U-T-I-Q. She's Mimi's Boutique all over the web, as well as mimisboutique.com.
Alrighty, so next and final, because the podcast is coming to closing time. This is where we discuss our final thoughts for the week. We can share whatever we have coming up, and yeah, all of that great jazz. So for me, my final thought is simple. And it relates to prices, both as a customer and as a business owner. Just because you accepted it before doesn't mean you have to accept it now. It's that simple. I mean, sometimes understanding that you were in a situation and now you're not in that situation anymore, you shouldn't feel bad about it, in terms, like I said, both from a customer and as a business owner. I mean, where you're going, everyone can't go with you on that journey. So in terms of business, if you as a business owner have to raise your prices in order to succeed, because a lot of times where you start is where you're at in life. You start at the bottom. Once you start working your way up and you're getting towards the middle, what you did at the bottom is not going to be sufficient for the next level of business in the middle. So unfortunately, you're going to have to raise your prices. Not even because you want to be fancy, but perfect example. Let's say you're a photographer, right? And you charge in $300 to do photos at the beginning when you start. But now you have lights, you have equipment, you have extra crew people. You can't keep charging $300. These people got to eat too. I mean, your quality of work, of course, is going up. So that means that everything else around it has to go up as well. So, like I said, my final thought of the week is simple. Just because you accepted it before doesn't mean you need to accept it now.
Okay, well, my final thought of the week, it's not going to be changing your prices. I've said what I said. bad. Just kidding. But my final thoughts of the week is pretty much, I feel like I had a really rough week this week. Well, last week. It's one of those weeks where you feel like, you know, your life is just not going the way you want it to go. Your business, you even, you know, feel like it's not going the way you want it to go. So all of that put together, it just seems like blah. So, but at the end of the day, regardless how you feel, even if you feel down, your business shouldn't suffer. The things you have to do in your life to survive shouldn't suffer. You're really gonna have to man up, woman up, and get it done. At the end of the day, even though I had a rough week, I was still consistent with my business. Even though I was down in my own life, I was still consistent with in my business. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter how you feel. You have to get up and go hard no matter what. So one of the things I've learned this year is how you feel. Technically, your clients, your customers, they really don't care. At the end of the day, whether you might feel down today, your business might not be going well, but their business is going well. They up and at it. So if you're providing them a service, a product that they need to run their lives or run their business, at the end of the day, they still need that service. They still need that product. So you do have to show up and work hard, go hard, no matter what. So normally for me, when I'm feeling a certain way, I guess power through it all, just work through it. So unless I'm like physically hurting, like, you know, I can't type because my hands are like, you know, hurting, then I'm gonna take a break. But if I'm like just mentally not there or something is bothering me, I'm just gonna work through it and get it done. So that's my final thought of the week.
Alrighty, so we need your guys' help. We need you to tell all your friends, but not only tell your friends, sometimes I need y'all to take their phone, right, and go to the podcast app and go press play on an episode so it can hear it. Because that emotional attachment is what's going to get your friend to be like, oh, you know what? I need to subscribe. So I need you to do a little bit more than just tell your friend. I need you to tell your friend and take their phone and then tell them to listen. To The Secret Is Work. You can follow us on Instagram, on Facebook at The Secret Is Work, and on SoundCloud at The Secret Is Work. So you can subscribe to us on the SoundCloud app. You can subscribe on the Apple iTunes podcast app. You can now subscribe to us to the Google Play podcast app, which we are now in, and we're still working on how to get into other podcasting apps because we know there's others out there that you guys listen to diligently. And stay tuned because, of course, we have lots of new episodes coming up, and we're still playing with the formula to make sure that it's the right fit for us, for you. And I think that's about it. Unless you have anything else you'd like to say.
I have nothing else to say except don't forget to follow me all over the social media platforms as I Am Princess. I Am Princess, that's Princess with triple I and triple S. I Am Princess everywhere. And of course on my blog, iam.princess.com. Follow the blog, read, get on my email list because I do send out weekly emails and I'm always sharing. I'm always really pouring into my audience. So definitely follow me, check me out, and I will talk to you guys next week.
Later.